We've been talking about the different types of Bati Dinim. We really have spoken about three types. There's the Zabla, where each Bal Din chooses his own Dayan, and then they choose among them the third one. There's a panel of three Dayanim that are jointly chosen by the two litigants together. They choose this Bez Din as the Bez Din they want to have the Din Torah in. And then finally, there's a Bez Din Kavua, where a community has accepted upon themselves a Bez Din Kavua, and whatever powers that Bez Din Kavua has, the Din could be held in front of those of that Bez Din. We've been speaking about which is the preferable type of Bez Din, and I just want to say that when we're talking about that, we're only talking about something that's come up. We're talking about what l'chachila, the best way to go about the Din Torah, barring unforeseen circumstances, and that's when we talk whether the Besan Kavua is better, the Zabla is better. We're talking the Chachila way to do it. If someone refuses, that doesn't automatically give you, you want to go to the right one, whether it's the Zabla or the Besan Kavua, depending on what we learn, and your opponent refuses, so that doesn't automatically give you the right to go to a Chayesha court. It could be that he has, even though he might not be doing what's the Chachila right, that he might have the ability to say, I want to go to the lesser Bez Din, even though in your day it would be a wrong thing to do, but it doesn't necessarily give you the right to go to a secular court. You have to ask the Shaila how far that can go. Now, we've been speaking about the advantages of the Bez Din Kavua over the Zabla, and Zabla over the Bez Din Kavua. We last week learned that a Bez Din Kavua, according to the Ramah, certainly has an advantage over a Zabla. 2 weeks ago, and last week we spoke about what makes something into a Bez Din Kavua. How it applies nowadays, we've been speaking out these tshuvas from the contemporary poskim, and they talk about, until now we've been talking about a perfect world, but there are issues with a Zabla system in this imperfect world, which makes it less desirable nowadays for a few reasons. The first reason we mentioned was because people make mistakes and shot in Rashi. Rashi says the ideal of the Zabla is that since each Dayan is chosen by his own Baal Din, Yetze Ha Din La Mito, it'll come out La Mito. And Rashi says because each Dayan is going to be trying to figure out the best schus for his Baal Din, and people make a mistake and think that means that he can become the lawyer and make tainas, even though they're not really emes, and make smoke screens. So that was one taina that we learned about a problem with Zabla that's brought in the poskim. This week we're going to learn about a second issue, which applies to really both Bati Dinim, all types of Bati Dinim, and that's the issue of many times when each person is picking his Dayan, he tells them the story ahead of time. And we're going to learn that there is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, one of the 613 Mitzvah Deraisa, is not to, according to most Rishonim, is not to give away your tainas before both parties are there. So that's one issue that commonly happens with a Zabla. I was going to go next week with the third issue, which is that many times the Zabla Dayanim get paid, which could also be a problem in both types, but we're going to wait till after Pesach for that. Next week we'll probably be talking about lawyers, which is very related to tonight's year. So tonight we're going to talk about this Din Daraisa, about giving your claims before the other litigant is here, ex parte, you're giving your side of the story in front of the Dayanim, how it applies both to the Zabla and regular Bez Din Kavuas, and then next week we'll be talking about how that affects a din of having a lawyer to represent you. So it's really three Gemaras. First Gemara is Sanhedrin, Zayin Amid Beis. The Pasuk says, in Devarim Shamoa, Bein Acheichem U'Shvatem. The Pasuk says, you should hear among your brothers and judge the case. So the Pasuk is telling the Dayanim, hear your brothers, the two parties together. Make sure they're both there, and then you can pask in the Shaila. Amar Achanina, Asar Lebesin, this is a warning to the court, Shal Yishma Divrei Baal Din, that the court should not hear the words of one litigant, Kodim Shayoba Baldin Chaveiro, before his opponent arrives in Bez Din. Va'az Hara, Lebaldin Shalo Yatin Dvar Ladayin. There's also another there's an issur to the Baal Din himself that he shouldn't go try to get in before the other one comes in and say, you know, try to get the Dayanim on his side, and you should know what happened. He hit the car, and then he ran away, and then like, to get through the whole story, and the Dayanim are all on his side before the other one gets there. First of all, the Dayanim aren't allowed to hear one side of the story, and second of all, the Baal Din isn't allowed to. He has an issur in doing it. Kodesh Yom Baal Din Chayv before the other one comes, because Kri Bein Nami, the same passage you could read, Shameya Bein Achecha, you should make it heard. The case should be heard between your brothers, meaning that you're the one that's telling the story. Make sure that the Dayanim hear the both sides of the story together when both of the Baal Din are there. That's the first drasha. The Gemara has a second drasha for the same Limud Rav Kana Amar Mehacha. You can learn both of these Isurim from this pasuk. Lo Sisa Shem Ashav. You shouldn't accept a false report. Lo Sashi. So it means you shouldn't accept a false report. So that's that Pashup Shad is that you, the Dayan, was probably going to be false if only one person's here without the other one to check on him. You know, he's not scared of anything. So that Pashup Shad is don't say a false, you should not accept a false report. The Dayan shouldn't accept the version of one Baal Din without the other one there. And you could also read it, Lo Sashi, you shouldn't cause a false report to be accepted. That's the first marker we have. Rashi says, what's the issue here? Rashi on the bottom I have printed out. Lo Sishmu Divri Zebulozeh. Don't hear the words of one Baal Din without the other, one litigant without the other. Shemin Sader Divri Sheker B'Divri Yemes. Because he's going to set up his words of Sheker as if they're true. L'fishay Machishon. There's no one there to refute them. Now once the Dayan says, hey, he's pretty right, it's an open shut case, he's look at the guy, hit him and he's ran away, he didn't pay. So once the Dayan thinks he's right, it's not so simple to hear the second side once you made up your mind on the first side. That's why Rashi explains this Isser Daraisa according to most poskim. We'll see, maybe there's a little bit of a machlokes, but most, the Rambam counts it as one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs, the Sefer Chinuch counts it as one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. This is one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs, not to, as a Dayan, to hear one without the other. And second of all, the Baal Din has a prohibition against telling his taina without the other one there. It's a similar gemara in Shavuos. Minayin, lamed aleph amed aleph, minayin ledayan shlo yishma divei Baal Din. How do we know that a Dayan should not hear the words of one Baal Din, kodesh yeva Baal Din chaveri, before the second litigant comes? Tamalami, the pasuk says, this is the pasuk in Mishpatim, midbar sheker tircha. You have to distance yourself from falsehood. The same thing, how do you know that the Baal Din shouldn't, the litigant shouldn't, he has the issue also of trying to tell his story before his friend gets there. Like we learned that when you hear just one side of the story and the other person is not there to check and to refute, it's very easy to color your side of the story in very broad colors to your side without someone to say, what do you mean it wasn't like that? And it's easy, hard to lie in someone's face than when he's not there. So the Gemara Sanhedrin learns it from the Pasuk. Just, it seems like Exeris HaKasuk. Shomo Bein Achecha Mishvatem. Hear both of the sides of your brother and then judge it. The Gemara Shavuos seems to say a little bit of Svarim, Sheker Tirchuk, it's included in Sheker. And same thing, Rav Kana, just like in Sanhedrin, he brings the alternative shot. In Shavuos he does the same thing. Rav Kana Masni Milo Sisa, you learn it from Lo Sisa, which means they shouldn't accept the false report, and also you could read it Lo Sashi, you should not cause the false report to be accepted by saying your side of the story before the opponent is there. Right, so it's two Gemaras that say the same thing. Gemara and Sota, the third Gemara also talks about this issue. The Mishnah on Chaf Amar Al talks about different types of people that ruin the world. Rabbi Shua says a bunch of things. Rabbi Shua said, he said a chassid shota, a rasha orum, an isha perusha, umakas perushim. These four types of people, harehein, elam avali olam, these destroy the world. The Gemara goes through what each of these four are. We care about who the echidami rasha orum. What's the case of a rasha orum? A rasha means he's evil, and orum means he's smart. Right? He doesn't just die. A rasha is someone who goes and beats everyone up. That's a rasha. But when you're arum, how can you hurt someone in a smart way. To which Rabbi Yochanan said, because there's a lot of different examples there. Rabbi Yochanan says the first example, that's Nogei Us. Zahamativ Hamatim Devarav Ledayan, that's one who explains his position to the judge, Kodem Sheva Baldin Chavero, before his litigant came. That's being a Rasha, because you're coloring your case in your favor, you're being very smart about it, because you're not really doing anything wrong, you're just saying your side of the story. Oh, he's not here, then let me just save time, I'll tell you my side of the story. He got stuck in traffic, you know, why should we all have to wait? I'll say my story, and then when he comes, he'll say his side. We have three Gemaras that clearly say that there's an issur to say your side of the story before the opponent comes, and for the Dayanim to hear one side without the other. We'll just see Rashi and Sota says a similar pshat. The Mishnah Nikvu Belev HaDayan Shari Zechuyosov Shal Devaro Shal Zeh. Once the Dayan, once the judge has in his heart this whole list of merits of the first person's claims, Koshen L'Salkan, it's hard to remove them out of his mind. Bare Armi Musov, that's the trickery that he put it into his mind before the judge could hear the second side. For Rashahu, and the person's called a Rasha, Shehover Alo Sisa, Shema Shav, he brings up Kanis Rasha Rashi, that he's violating this Isser of causing a false report to be accepted. So this is a clear halacha. There's no machlokes about it. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins it. And Simon Yedzayin Sivhei, Osir, Ledayin, Lishmoa Dibe Baldin Ha Echad. It's also for a dayan to hear the words of one litigant, shelo b'fnei baldin chaveiro, when the other one is not there. V'chein baldin muzar akach, and also the baldin has the same azhara. It's an open shut case, a very simple halacha. You can't give your tainas when your opponent is not there, and then dayanim aren't allowed to listen to the tainas when both are not there. We have a little bit of an issue. Why do you need? We say that it's like such simple Gemara, such simple halacha. So why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Shavuos have different drushas? Rav Kana is consistent, but why? What are the different drushas in Sanhedrin? Learns it from Shemuel ben Achaychem Eshvatem. You have to hear your brothers when they're together to judge it. In the Shavuos it says, how do you know you shouldn't hear one? It's from Vayshaker Tirchak. So the Chida brings up Pshat, Chichuva brings up Chida, and he said the two Gemaras are to tell you, not only can't you just say your side of the story when the other person is not here, even if you want to say both sides of the story, you go to the judge and say, look, he's not here yet, I'll tell you what he would say, I'll tell you what I'll say. I say that he hit me in the car and he went through the red light, he says that the brakes failed and it was my fault because I didn't see him here. You say both sides, maybe that's okay, and that way you're not maybe coloring it. So the Gemara says, that's what, he doesn't say clearly which is which. I would say like this, maybe that way it's not Midbar Sheker Tirchak, it's not so much of a lie because you're saying both sides, you're presenting it fairly. The Dayan is not hearing one side without the other, but still there's Xeris Akasav, Shamoa, Bein Achechem, Ushvatem. The Dayanim have to have both of the brothers there, both Bali didn't have to be there before they can judge, because as much as you want to say it will be fair, I'm not saying time of the craw, even though you want to say it as fair as you can, but there's exeris akasiv that you shouldn't hear one without the other under any circumstance. Right, that's the halacha psuka. On this, there's no machlokas. This seems to be a simple halacha, and the next half hour we'll talk about the issues that aren't so simple. Now, first, why do we get into this? Just to have some framework, because we said we wanted to talk about the issues that can affect a Zabla. This is something that's very Nogeya Zabla, because you would think this should apply maybe only to a Bezin Kavua or a sitting Bezin, whether it's Kavua or not Kavua, but there's three judges and you make an appointment to hear the case, and there I would say the halacha is you both have to come in at the same time and say it in front of them equally. But maybe in a case of Zabla where I pick my Dayan and you pick your Dayan, well, he's my Dayan, so let me tell him my side of the story, and he's your Dayan. You should tell him your side of the story, and then they'll come and fight it out that it's in Torah. But that's not true. Everyone, well, we'll see, not everyone, but everyone in Ikar Adin holds that this applies to any type of Bezdin. The Panim Iros has a whole Shuva. He begins like this, Bashero Isi, Sharura V'Doreinu. I see a terrible thing that's happening in our generation, Bidin Zavla V'Zavla, in different cases where you have a Zavla. din Torah. Shekol echar mehatzdonim misadet tainos of tchilim adayin shabaralo. Each of the sides tells his dayon that he chose his side of the story first, and the other one tells his side of the story. That's a terrible thing. And he goes through and his general attack against the ablos, including the one about that they get paid, that we'll talk about after Pesach. But he concludes the aser al pi hadin lahakin tainos of bnei habar tchilatos. Even though you each chose your own dayan, this halacha still applies. All the person who agree with this, Knesset Agdolah, Yeshivas Yisrael, Shari Mishpat, they all agree that this halacha applies even in a Zabla case, because probably not to make the same mistake that people make in Rashi. Because when you have a Zabla, it doesn't mean, well, I am my lawyer and you have your lawyer, and then we'll get one dayan to listen between the two lawyers. A Bezin has to have three judges, and the shot in why am I picking one, you're picking one, we have the Rosh who says they really doesn't have anything more favor one more than the other, just that they think they will, and that's why the people are happy at such an outcome. The Nebuka Yosef said, well, he will think twice before agreeing for his Baldin to lose, but he certainly won't say anything Sheker. But at worst, at least they have to all be fair, equally fair, all three Dayanim for both sides. So to already be biased by hearing one side first, even though you were chosen by that borer, by that baldin, you as the borer are not allowed to hear his side first. That's halacha psuka. No one disagrees with it. However, the bochacher and the archa shulchan want to say, you're right, you're not allowed to do that. But we know you're also not allowed to have dayanim who are related to one side or the other. You can't have dayanim who are thieves, psulim. But if both sides agree, so we're going to accept this dayan anyway, so then it works. If both sides agree, so then it's okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Kesav HaKadoshim, they both say, well, since nowadays the minhag became that when you go on a zabla, I tell my side first and he tells his side first, it's like they both accepted upon themselves to accept these dayanim, and therefore it's okay. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. Now there's two issues with that. First of all, the Halacha Psukah says it's a big chiddush, and when you think about it, I don't really understand it. So I'm saying the words, just that's what he said them. But this is an issur d'oraisa here. There's an issur d'oraisa. One of the Tarayag mitzvahs is that I, as a dayan, am not allowed to hear one side before I hear the other side. The time of the krah is because the way Rashi explained, because then when I get to the litigation, the actual case, I'll be biased towards one side, that's the svara. But there's an issur to hear one side before I hear the other side. So you allow me to do an issur. You're mochel me to do the issur. But I'm still doing an issur. Well, right, how's your mechila help me do an issur d'oraisa? Like, you know, you both be mochel that I could eat treif before I pass in the shayla. Right? Is that true? I don't know. Maybe the pashas is the issue is that we don't want you to midvar sheker tircha. Don't get yourself biased. You have to paskin this din lamito. Right? Everyone agrees that even though you're this person's dayan, you're not supposed to be his lawyer. You're supposed to be looking at it fairly. Right? That we learn. So if you have a chiyuv to be fair, what right do you have to taint yourself by hearing one side before the other? So I'm not sure what the minhag is nowadays, but Rav Vosner has another issue. He says that's all fine and good if both sides do agree to it. But if it's a case where one person wants to go to a regular Beis Din, a sitting Beis Din, kavua, even if it's not a kavua Beis Din, and the other opponent says, no, I want to go zabla, so it certainly would be usher for that person to tell his dayan his side of the story, because I didn't agree to this. It's not like I was accepted. If we both decide, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan at best is talking in a case where there's no but he didn't in the ear in the city, or if there is, both sides agree, so let's just do it ourselves. We both agree to do a tabla. I am my Rav, you have your Rav, you have your Rosh Hashiva, my Rosh Hashiva, they'll get together, make a third one. And since the minhag is when we do such a bez, that everyone tells the whole story beforehand, so they're mekabelin. So that's the case of our Chashulchan. The Shevet Levi Sera of Osir says that won't help when there is a dispute between where the new of the bezin should be. Should it be a bezin kavua or even just a stam bezin versus a zabla? So then certainly it will be Osir for even if you know they excite, okay, we'll do a zabla, it'll be azir for one person to tell his dayan the story before the din Torah. So that's a little bit of a caveat to this heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, if we understand it at all. Okay, so that's the just before we go weiter, to know that the halacha we're going to talk about from here to the end applies certainly to a bezin kavua and the other a sitting bezin, even if it's not kavua. But not only that, all the poskim say it applies to a zabla also. Any bezin, however it was made up, whether it was made up by sitting there or they chose them or each one chose one judge and now the third one is, that's the way the bezin was set up. It is aser for one party to tell the other, one of the judges, his side of the story, or all three of the judges, his side of the story, before the other opponent gets there. It's also for the dayan to hear the tainas of one of the litigants before the other is there. The only possible hetzer could be the Aruch HaShulchan says that once is a minhag that everyone does this, the iser, so it's like they accepted it. It's also to do, so Dr. Miller wants to say, so it'll be that they're not really, it's not a bezin. They agree not to have a bezin. But if you want to have a bezin, I don't hear how the mechila will help a dayan be over this issur d'oraisa. Okay, now, the difficulty or the issue arises in the nature of this issur. Right? The pashtus is, what's the issur? There's an issur for a dayan to become tainted and for a baldin to taint a dayan. What happened if what happens if the avid that they did it? What happens if we're not talking about all cases? We don't have to know about zabla anymore. We're talking about any litigant, any of the baldin, any of the parties spoke to any of the judges beforehand. What happens? Is the whole thing thrown out? What's the halacha at this point? So the Marashtam, the Marival, they both say, well, I have the Marashtam printed out here. He says, Efsher, it's possible at least, the Isser Avad Sheshama Baldin Echa Karel Chaveiro. It's true you violated a prohibition, it's an Isser Daraisa, to listen to one of the sides before you hear the other. But it doesn't mean that you become a puzzle dying through that. But you did an iser. There was a kasuv, not allowed to hear one side before the other. And there's no raya that you're puzzle. And he brings a raya because in the Gemara in Shavuos I have these different halachas in it by Shekhar Tirchak. We spoke about another one in the beginning of the series, that there's Midvar Shekhar Tircha, that it's usher for two dayanim, it's usher for dayan to sit with someone who's a puzzle, that you know he's puzzle because Midvar Shekhar Tircha, it looks bad. But there's a whole list of different isurim. One is that the both validin should be dressed equally. It won't be fair if someone comes in a $1,000 suit and the other comes in shmatas, because he's going to present himself much worse in the shmatas, and the person coming in all polished. Everything has to be equal, and if it's not, it's Midvar Shekhar Tircha Gosso. That's another example. And the Marashtam says, no one's going to say that if Vidyeved, one of the people was wearing better clothes than the other, the whole Din Torah is thrown out. It's just a Lechachila way to deal, the Lechachila way to have a Din Torah. Everything should be equal. It's possible in Shulchan Aruch, also in Siman Yud Zayin, that both Ayonim should have the same amount of presentation. They should present themselves in the same way, the way they look. And if they don't, so still okay, but Yevet. So the same thing, he says, L'chachila, both Dayanim should present their case together, one in front of the other. But Yevet, if they didn't, it doesn't make the Din Torah apostle. That's the Marashtam seems to conclude that. He, however, says though, if a Dayan had already written down the Psak as Psak Halacha, he wrote it down as a Psak, so then he becomes apostle to. He becomes apostle. Why? Because once you paskin a shayla, so you are negei b'davar. You want that psak to remain a good psak, no matter what. If you hadn't written it, you would say, you know, maybe he is right. But once you wrote that Reuven is right in such a case, and now they come to a din Torah and you wrote down that Reuven is right, you paskin it. So then you're not going to see the other side so clearly. You're a negei b'davar. He brings an interesting raya. that his Rebbe was the Maharal Bach. The Maharal Bach was Avezin, he was the Gadol Hador in Yerushalayim. He had a big machlokis with the Maribe Rav, who was the Gadol Hador in Tzfas. The Maribe Rav held that we can reinstitute the Sanhedrin and Smicha. He gave Smicha to the Beit Yosef, his Talmud, and the whole exchange of letters between the Maharal Bach and the Mari Beirav, with all the poskim of the time running back and forth, who was right, who wasn't right. The Maisa was, the Smicha didn't last for too long. Anyway, so the Marashdam writes that my Rebbe, the Maharal Bach, was involved in this machlokis, and he wrote that once any of the Dayanim wrote a decision between this dispute between the Maharal Bach and the Mari Beirav, we can't go to them anymore to have a din Torah because they're like Krovim, Eitzel Atzman. It's embarrassing to retract a position once you passing it, and you already know Gebedover. Once you passing something, you put it in writing. Well, you're just passing it, even if it's not in writing. Once you passing something, that already makes you know Gebedover. So based on that, he says like this. He says, if you just heard it, you did a nisser, but it doesn't make you puzzle. If you already paskined it, so then that makes you puzzle already. The Shach says the same thing. He brings the Marashdam. The Shach says also this lashon: if he was Shama, he heard it, he doesn't become puzzle. If he already paskined it, that makes him puzzle. So that's the Marashdam, and it makes sense. What is the sense of this psak? The sense is, like we're saying, that this is an iser. It's a way a dayan should have. A dayan has a mitzvah d'oraisa to hear both sides at the same time. It's, he has to hear both sides at the same time. And if he doesn't, he violated an iser. Now, does that make him puzzle? Right, we learned already that a friend, if you're friendly with one, more friendlier with one of the dayanim than the other, that doesn't make you false. It's only if you're like a shushman, a best friend. There's can be an oev and a soni, means you won't speak to him. But whenever two people come, there's a good chance that one you might know better than the other, and maybe you have more of an atiyah towards one or the other. You know, he never lied in his life, and he's coming to you, and this other person you don't know. But that doesn't make you false as a dayan. We still say that you're going to be able to be fair, and even though you might like one, but you'll hear both sides of the story, and you won't pass it against based on your likes. So same thing, even though you heard one side first, and it might be difficult for you to hear the other side, but you'll overcome that difficulty and hear the other side fairly. That's the Svara of the Marashdam and the Mari Ibn Lev, which the Shach passes like. Knesset Zagdola brings it down also. He says that this Isser is Dapko Lechachila, Abba B'dievet Ein Apostle. It brings Mari Ibn Leib and the Rashban. But the Knesset Zagdola says, according to the Radach and most Rishonim who hold that there's an Isser D'Oraisa in hearing it, he says maybe it should be also even B'dievet. The Chida also, in Birchei Yosef, he says such a Svara that if it's an Isser D'Oraisa, we never see in D'Oraisas a chilik between the Chachil and B'dievet. And it could be according to them, it'll be also even B'dievet. Now, what's that mean? I think what it means is like this. I have an iser in hearing one side before the other. That's l'chachil, I'm not allowed to do it. What happens if I did hear it? So I violated an iser. Now, but it's not really over yet, because the iser is, the way they're looking at it, is hearing one side first, and being the iser is being a dayan and hearing one side before the other. But suppose I'm not a dayan. Suppose I decide not to paskin the case. So then, I didn't do the iser. So lichachila, I should paskin a shayla based not on hearing one side before the other. B'dievet, if I heard the one side before the other and I did that iser, but b'dievet, it's okay. Like, you know, the iser fell into the lichachil, you're not allowed to put that iser ingredient into the chalin. B'dievet, if it fell in, you could eat it even though there's something treif in it. Lichachila, I shouldn't paskin a shayla based on me having heard one side before the other. B'dievet, if I did, it's okay. I mean, what's difficult with it, in which others disagree, is the iser is in hearing it, not in passing the shayla, but it must be that they're learning that it's like one long Isser, hearing it and then passing the Shaila based on one of the Bali Din before the other, and based on that, they want to say that it's if it's an Isser Deraisa, it should make you possible completely. Even if it doesn't make you possible completely, there's another issue, which the Yeshua Yisrael says. He says, okay, let's say the Shach is right, Marashtam is right. This is the way the Halacha Pesukah puts it. Let's say they're right. The only Yisr isn't hearing it. Once you heard it, okay, what can you do? You heard it, you did an Aveira, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. You spoke Lashon Hara, it's finished. So what are you going to do now? So you did the Yisr. I'm sorry, I heard that beforehand. But now, there's going to be a new Yisr. Let's say it's not the same Yisr, but there's a new Yisr. I'm going to hear a Din Torah with a little bit of a bias in my mind. So that's going to be something new that's wrong. I had one Yisr, was hearing it. So that's finished. I can't do anything about that anymore. But there's another Isser in passing the Shaila based on that. Now, if I don't passing the Shaila based on what I heard, so then it ends up I was never a Dayan, and I was never a Dayan, so I didn't do the Isser. Right? It'll be now retroactively seen that I wasn't a Dayan and I didn't do the Isser. The Isser is for a Dayan to hear testimony ex parte, to hear one of the litigants without the other one there. That's what the prohibition is. But if I end up not being a Dayan, I withdraw from the case, so then I won't have done the Yisr. So even though the Shach says, I don't become Pasul, and if I go through with it, no one's going to say I'm Pasul, I'm a Pasul Dayan, I shouldn't hear any cases anymore. But it's not advisable for me to do it according to the Shiva Yisrael, because I can undo the Yisr. I can undo the Yisr by not hearing the case. They talk about the same thing we'll talk about in the future about taking a bribe. Suppose a Dayan takes a bribe. Well, if he gives back the money, we'll see, that's a whole issue. If he gives back the money, the Pashas, he's now undid that Isra of accepting a bribe. Right? He doesn't have a bribe anymore. So that's what the Halach Pesukah wants to say, based on the Yeshua Yisrael, that even if you want to agree with the Marashtam and the Mar Yuval, that once this is done, it's done, and what can you do about it? It's finished. But still, it might not be a good idea for the Dayan to go ahead with the case, because let him undo his Isser by not becoming a Dayan at the end, and that's what they advise. And then we have, together with that, we have this Svara of the Chidah, that if it's an Isser d'Oraisa, he's not allowed to go through with it. It'll be also even b'di'evad to go through with the case. And I don't know whether he holds that makes him a apostle, or whether the Isser extends that far. But either way, it seems like it's not such a good idea that if you did hear one side of the story before the other side, it sounds like the best thing is to withdraw from that case and not be a Dayan in it. That would seem what be what the Yeshua Yisrael says, even though from the Shach Hiknes Lagdolas Mashma, that, okay, I've made a mistake, I'll go back there now. It's okay, I'm friendlier with one of the sides than the other. Right, so that's one issue. There are different heterim, though, when you can hear one without the other, which is going to be Nogeya more next week also. The Ramah says, the first one is, he says, this whole halacha is talking when you're a Dayan. You're chosen to be a Dayan, either as a Besen Gavua, or as a panel of three, or as a Zabla. We know you're the Dayanim. And now, you hear one side before the other, that's when you did the Yisr. But suppose someone's just complaining to you, and he says, you know what happened over here, this guy hit me, maybe you can help me, maybe you can speak to him, maybe you can do something, and through that you heard, in an innocent way, you heard the issues that were at hand, and now it ends up, you try talking to him, you sound like, I'm sorry, I don't have any influence over him, why should I take him to Din Torah? And he says, okay, can you be my Dayan? So the Ramah says, Dafka shiyadei ha-dayan shiyiyya dayan bedavar. This is replies only when you know you're going to be a Dayan. Avim shama tainas ha-echad. But if you heard one of the tainas, va'achachach nisvata ha-sheni lodun lefana, and then afterwards, they decided to have it in Torah, and the second person agreed for you to be the Dayan, even though you had heard the one side first. Mutter lios Dayan bedavar. It's mutter for you to be the Dayan, because the Isser is for a Dayan to hear one side before the other. Here, you weren't a Dayan. There's still an issue, though. Well, you're going to be biased, so for that, the fact that he's mekabel you, the other person is mekabel you, that count. That's good enough. And that's what the Sma says on this halacha. It's mutter to even hear it and not to judge it, right? That's no problem. But if you want to, ashkar shama, the second person has to know that you had heard it, and then you can be a Dayan. Now, in this case, where you need the Kabbalah of the second person. Suppose you didn't tell him that you had heard this story first. Now you went to the whole din Torah, and afterwards he finds out that you had heard this story beforehand. So Lach Pesuka says, it's mashma from these poskim here, that it's, you have to be makabel, and the Shor Sishal says it's, you even have to, he brings from the Mavril, you even have to make a kinyan. He said that's a chumrah, but that's only if they were makabel that you could be a dayan. But if they didn't know that you had heard one side of the story before the other, that's the Kabbalah of the Tos. I might have not accepted you as a dayan if I had known that you had heard one side before the other. So in that case, the Lach Pesuka says that the whole thing will be thrown out. He says it's different than the case where they already were dayanim in the case. If these dayanim were chosen already, beheter, now they're dayanim, and one of them heard the story before the what other Baal Din got there, so that's when we had the previous issue where we say he did an issue. Does it make him puzzle or not? The Shach says it doesn't make him puzzle. Or they should go ahead with it. That's a shaila whether he can undo the issue by not going ahead with it. But that's talking where they already are dayanim. But here there's a loophole. If I want to undo a unfavorable decision against me, if I had accepted a dayan under false pretenses, I didn't know that he had heard the case. When I accepted him as a dayan, that's the way Halach HaPsuk understands it, that he would have a way to passel him. One last heter, and that's what Sagdola says. This happens very often, and people call up and ask a shayla, I had this issue with a worker, and this, and what's the halacha? So if someone's calling to ask a shayla, not because he wants to take him and do it in Torah. He's asking a child because like, he doesn't want to do any Yisra of Gezela. Just like he calls up to ask, can he eat this challenge because something trey fell in. He wants to not have trey money. He wants to know, does he deserve to be able to keep the money that was left there by mistake? And he's asking as like a Yoradei, as an Yisra of a Heter Shaila. So that certainly the Rav, the Chacham has ability, as Lola says, he has the Heter, the permission to pass on such a Shaila, because he's not, it's not ex parte, there's no din Torah going on. It's just one person wants to make sure he's doing the right thing. In that case, lafushe mi yisura, it's certainly mutter to pass on such a shayla. So tonight, just to review, we've learned that there's an issur d'oraisa according to most poskim in a dayan hearing the words of one litigant before the other, and for one litigant to tell his story to a dayan before his friend gets there. This applies in all three types of batei din, whether it's a bezin kavua or just a panel of three that's not kavua, or a zabla. It applies in all cases. We saw it could be the Aruch HaShulchan says that if there's a minig that when people do zablas, they always tell their sides. It could be like their kiblu. The shaila, how does that work in Isra Daraisa? Will it work if only one side wants zabla, the other doesn't? That was the issue with the Aruch HaShulchan. The Isra applies to a dayan hearing the case. Once he did that, is he possible? It seems from most possible he doesn't become possible. It doesn't make him possible. There was a svara from the Birchida that, well, if it's an Isser Araisa, how can you have, well, l'chachili shouldn't be the evidence, okay. But even if you hold that it's mutter, we had a source of Yeshua Sishal, it might not be advisable for the dayan to go ahead with it because he did an Isser as a dayan hearing testimony. Let him undo the Isser and not withdraw and not become a dayan. That way he won't have done the Isser. That's some advice that he gave, assuming that that works. And this, once again, applies only when he was a dayan. If it's just someone hearing a side of the story before he became a dayan, he has not done any Isser, and he can even become a dayan as long as the other party knows that he heard this story ahead of time. If he didn't, that could be a couple of Tos. And finally, we're all talking when this is all only talking when there's a dispute going on between two people, that there's going to be litigation. If there's not a litigation, just one person wants to know, what can I do to make sure that my money is as kosher as my food? That's certainly one person, Rav, Chacham, is allowed to answer that, even though the other party's not there.